are a lot of things wrong with having your werewolf mortal enemy pass out in your hallway. But top of the list had to be the fact that werewolves should not exist. That to most people, they absolutely didn't. And so there wasn't really much she could do about it. There was no first aid book to quickly skim that told you how best to solve his medical problems, and she couldn't call 911. But despite this, and the fact that she'd vowed only 5 seconds earlier to not get invested in his problems, the urge to fix this was getting hold of her anyway. Something clenched in her chest whenever she glanced at him all spread out on her floor, looking pale and sweat-slicked and sort of crumpled, not to mention more like her friend than she could remember him being in years. His face seemed almost soft and sweet, and young, too. Put some glasses on him and he'd almost be the boy she'd known. And that really helped her to do what she had to do next. She took some deep breaths and knelt beside his gargantuan body. Then she just reached out to him. She touched him, somewhere incredibly innocuous, like his arm. Shakily, gingerly, but she managed. She got to a point where she could push him into the recovery position. No big deal, she thought. But it was, because the moment she did it, she felt the enormous swell of his biceps pushing back against her palms. She got the thickness of it, the firmness, the solid weight of his body that was almost too much for her to heave over. Oh, God, the heat that rolled off of him as he went. It was so lush and intense, she would have called it a fever. If she hadn't known, it was something else. Animals run hot, her brain threw out. And just as she was busy hating her brain for it, she got a hint of his scent. That sweet bubblegum scent, the one she remembered from when they were kids. Only now, it was mingled with something else. Something like warm fur or skin that made shimmery by the sun. And okay, no, this was too much. This was all too much.